Takeaway time. Take us
TTT.
Over.
Do you remember you used to say TTT a lot?
Same.
I don't remember what the third T stands for. All right. Honest, no BS. We started with.
All right, sorry. Tim, takeaway time.
Oh, Tim, takeaway time. That's right. That's right. So we started off, Jason, with, you know, honest, no BS. Data governance isn't about control. What does that mean, right? And you started off by saying you really think about the key stakeholders in the organization that you're working with as sort of your customers. And that success is about making the lives of your customers easier and providing value. And, you know, easier said than done per se, right? But if you think about that from a higher level view of, hey, if we're doing governance in a way that's valuable to the organization, then that's success. And that's going to align the incentives as well, which I think was a theme that kind of came throughout our chat today. You know, in order to do that, it means you actually have to understand the business. And you got to know what success actually means. And that means that, you know, when you're interacting with your counterparts, it probably shouldn't always sound like, hey, I've rolled out this new policy, I need you to comply. And it needs to probably sound a lot more like, hey, like, what is your business working on? What are your goals? What's your scorecard? What are your KPIs? How can we align? How can I support you? Right. Here's what I'm thinking of doing. Here's how I can help you. Right. So I think that's a different way to think about governance, and a more powerful way and a more impactful way that we could think about governance. And then we talked about, why aren't people doing this? You said, you know, folks are busy. And we've talked about semantics and knowledge graph and ontology. But when people hear that in the past, they've often heard, ooh, that sounds like documentation. That sounds like work, right? And that's work that's important, but not necessarily urgent. And so therefore, it gets delayed, it gets postponed, it gets sidelined. Now, though, with AI, we kind of don't have a choice. You know, we can't just be like AI bad and kind of ignore it. We do have to lean into this a lot more. But the benefit is that in addition to governance being important for AI, AI is important and valuable to governance. You can use LLMs to help you accelerate that work, to create virtual data stewards, like you mentioned, accelerate things. So I think that's interesting. That's powerful, right? So we can maybe achieve a balance here. Yes, it's more work. Yes, we have to do it. More important than ever, but it's going to be a little easier too. And we talked a little bit about vanity metrics. Like it's important not to over-index on vanity metrics and focus on, you know, how the data state and the work that you're doing is helping avoid misuse, how it's creating value, how it's affecting those KPIs that everyone has. But also, it's impossible to 100% avoid vanity metrics, right? So we just got to be clear about it. And then enablement, right? You mentioned PADU, preferred, acceptable, discouraged, and unacceptable. And I think actually that's a cool framework, and you kind of applied it. You said, you know, it's applied usually in enterprise architecture, but you know, you use it in the data governance context to kind of apply the capabilities to a roadmap. I could also see how it could be useful for like use cases as well. When people are deciding how to use a data product or something like that, you can kind of encourage people on like, hey, this data is a better fit for this use case or not. So I like that framework. I'm looking forward to using that.
Yeah, that was a great aha. That's why I love doing the podcast. We learn stuff all the time. Mm-hmm. All right. I love how we just got into how being pragmatic and right. And like calling out the things that are like not pragmatic, things that you shouldn't do, like cataloging for the sake of cataloging, like let's catalog everything versus like, obviously start with your use cases. You want to be able to put data stores on everything, right? I mean, the more places you stick their names, the more people will reach out to them. Right. And you also don't want them to be those gatekeepers of everything. Asking natural language helps with discovery and helps to get more leverage from the stewardship work. So we want to be able to achieve things at scale. So it's really important to start thinking about this from a very pragmatic perspective. I really love this perspective, which is your central governance team is trying to evolve into agentic managers. And I think this is not just applies to data governance, data stewardship, it's also to many other parts of your business, which means that there's a lot of reskilling component that needs to happen to this. And a lot of people might be against this or not, but like this is starting to happen. We talked about operating models that you don't necessarily want to have a central team creating blockers, as that feeds that negative stigma. You want to have like the rules of the road from the central team, but not the commandments. I like that. The central team doesn't manage the virtual stewards, so the business should be able to go do that. And the central team needs to make sure that the agenda capabilities are getting smarter all the time. And we wrapped up with, how do you make sure people do things in a quality, consistent, active way? I love what you said. It's a community-oriented approach. The technology is the easy part. It's really the people side of things. So ensure that the roles are clear and there's observability and transparency around the quality of that stewardship of work. It's all about people alignment. So if you're actually providing value, that's a good thing. But if you're just creating more work for people, then you're not doing the right thing there. And I think that's at the end of the day for me, one of the themes that consistently is through our podcast is understand your users, be empathetic with them. So, Jason, how did we do with our takeaways? Anything we missed?
No, I think you guys did fantastic. I should invite you to most of my meetings so you can just recap them for me. So kudos to both of you. So,
well, for that one, I will recommend getting your favorite.
I just had an imaginary vision of like the Tim and Juan like AI companion, and it like kind of joins, and it's like it always has a cocktail in hand.